increasing the international trade space up in Portland still, so there was some increased costs all the way around. The agency wasn't aware that they had the increased square footage here until we began looking into that whole issue when they came in for their moving costs.
Mr. Evan, I'd like to make two comments on this. Whatever space an agency takes, we're going to charge you for it. And there's the reason for that is to provide an incentive for not having a bigger appetite than they can afford. They moved in over there and they said, we want this area. Now, that turned out to be more space than they had up there. And they were concerned that they were paying for aisles, and I think there was one storage area that they were paying for as well. And I'm not really up on all the details of that, but whatever they ended up being assigned, they were going to pay for. And they didn't think they ought to be paying for aisles.
Yes, but that looks like that comes under the space allocation, and we're talking about having the power to actually look at the overall lease of PERS, and yet you're allowing, or however you want to put it, trade to or forcing them to accept what space is available there or something, and therefore increasing the cost of the lease. When we're talking about review and processing 300 space allocations, don't you say you've got too much room or you haven't got enough?
The circumstances there, and that's the second thing I want to talk about, the circumstances there were that building is not designed for economic development. And they weren't supposed to be in that building until the decision was made to put them there. So when the legislature said, or I guess the governor too, we want to move them from Portland down here, so that was the only place they could go. And so we had to fit them into a building that wasn't designed for them, that wasn't planned for them, and they had to take what was available. And there were some areas that they didn't want to take, but if we weren't going to put the people in there that would have gone in there, and we're going to put them in there instead, they got to take what's available. So that's how that came about. And the point that I'd like to make here is that if I can make this respectfully and not in any sense critically of my boss or of anybody else, I just as your property manager, I'd like to point out, if we were a private company, we would never operate the way we operate our space assignments as state government today. We would never, on the spur of the moment, move a major agency from one place to another place, break leases, and force people into wedges. And I'm not talking just about economic development now. I'm talking about there were two agencies that we did that on this biennium, and there have been other agencies in past bienniums that we've done this on as well. If we were a private corporation, we would be looking 2 and 3 years ahead of time. We'd be looking at our leases, our expirations, our costs, and we would be trying to say on a 5, 6, 7 year range basis, what is good for our property management program. Unfortunately, politics gets in the middle of all this from our administrative standpoint. So I don't want to be critical, and I work for you and I work for the governor, and we're going to do exactly what you tell us to do. But bear in mind, these all have price tags attached to them.
Darrell, in protection for our side, though, if we'd been private enterprise, we would have fired those people a long time ago because they were instructed to move down here from the very beginning. And it's always been the resistance that has caused, in both of the agencies you're talking about, that's happened. So, you know, it has its other merits too, because if it had been U.S. Steel, that manager would have been long down the road because he didn't do what top management said. So.
But please let the record show, Mr. Chairman, that I'm not at all critical of the decision that was made. And I don't place responsibility at anybody's feet on this. I think Senator Ripper's comments are very appropriate. It's the big picture that the senator is looking at, and I'm certainly sympathetic with that, but I want you to be aware that all these, you know, problems have a price tag to them. And I don't say that defensive on the economic development thing. Senator Ripper has heard me say this for 2 years now, and I've been saying it before economic development, that we're not running ourselves like a corporation. And I really think that some of the things that Fred is beginning to do in terms of managing our metropolitan areas will begin to bring the legislature some decisions 2 and 3 years in advance. For instance, we'll be back next biennium with a proposal for you for the Portland area, for a major new building in Portland, probably through the private sector. and we're going to be able to give you some real policy options at that point in time. And we'll begin to do this in other communities around the state. So it may be that we will be able to give you a better forum to make these kinds of decisions 2 or 3 years down the road.
Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. I believe that that's the real key to Fred's division, and that's the fact that if he can put together some sort of an overall package and keep you abreast of that, keep you aware of where we are with our leases, with our agencies, and just where our needs are, where we can go, and where moves could be made economically and timely, that is going to provide you with better material and data to make your decisions on, for example, for the move for both of those agencies that came out. They did create some serious problems, particularly the one that we haven't talked about. Created some serious problems and repercussions throughout the leases and the other agencies here in the area.
Okay. Yes, well, I guess by getting into this discussion that we were discovering, Mr. Chairman, that there are some real serious decisions that have to be made from your department, but with so many different players, sometimes it's very difficult. And I recall Mr. Rawls, the dedicated funds as far as the Department of Forestry, and in my hometown with a new construction building that I thought I was amazed at the length of time and the decisions that had to be made. But I do recall that your department was very helpful in trying to and I'm wondering, you know, because we did talk about the power to do this or to do that, or to not to let the PDRS, you could have denied that lease. So we're talking about some serious things as far as costs, and they don't always work like we would like them to. I think Senator Ripper said we would have fired certain people along, and you said that, you know, that you wouldn't have allowed this had you have had the opportunity. So there's a lot of problems. It's not all very easy as you might be led to believe that, but I guess you're headed in that direction. I'm not making much sense, but
I think we are in the office space area, but I should tell you that we are not doing anything in regard to other agencies' own projects, and the particular forestry project that you're talking about falls in that category. I do not have any authority today over those kinds of projects, like the forestry project. Forestry, highway, higher education. Bear in mind that the Threads folks are probably only building 10 or 15%, maybe 20% at the most, of the space in all state government. You've got little programs spread all over this state beyond
Kingdoms
our control. What we did for you, Representative Simpson, was gratis, or was over and above what we normally do. And we do this for other members of the public who come to us and say, we really think something in another agency's turf area is not appropriate. When somebody comes to Fred or I, we will try to exercise some influence, and that's what we did in this case. I called the state forester, and we had a lot of discussions trying to get that back on track with what was a very excellent comment from you, and did get it back on track. But that was purely on the basis of just a personal appeal, personal influence, if you will. I had no real authority in that regard. And that's the way most of the state building is today.
And I guess that's the point, that somehow or other, there was no expertise, well, let's say, let's not pick a particular agency, but you're making claims here that you do have the expertise to take care of this, and yet in other agencies that expertise is not asked for nor welcome if it's given.
Certainly not welcome.
And it has to be some way to handle that in a more forthright manner, some way.
Well, I would say that it takes something more than General Services has today to deal with some of these questions. When I came before your committee last session and asked for the veterans billing, I was able to do that because Governor Attia, I went to the governor and I said, we really need this building, and I have the ability in General Services to build this building. Would you let General Services become the manager of this project? And I explained it all to the governor, and I met with the veterans people, and I think they sort of would have preferred to have managed that project themselves. But it wasn't a battle, don't misunderstand me, but I asked the governor if he would let General Services build that building. And he said, yes, that's the way I want it done. And so the governor said to veterans and General Services, veterans will own it, but General Services is going to build it, and General Services is going to run it. The consequences are that Fred's people are in control of the project. We hire the architect, we hire the general contractor, and we're going to maintain it. It's not going to be a turfdom out there. Veterans will own it, they'll occupy it, but we're going to run it for them. The governor has said the same thing to General Services relative to the police academy. Now, it's not a project in the budget this biennium, but the governor would like to build a police academy sometime, and he has given that assignment to General Services. And I think the point that I would make to you is that if you want General Services to do more in this area, you or the governor are going to have to step forward and say, okay, we want General Services to do this. Last comment, I know I'm dragging on a long time, but I really think this is the heart of this particular division. 2 years ago, bear in mind something that Fred said right off the bat. We had generalists running the property division. We didn't have an engineer on our staff. I don't think there was any engineer, had one architect. Fred has turned that entire organization around. All of our building managers are now engineers. They're either civil engineers or they'll be some other kind of engineering background. So we have really pros. Senator Ripper will remember my coming before the committee and begging for money to get out of the hole in the ground over here. And that's because we didn't have technically expert staff that could go in there and sling it out with the architects and the builders on a co-equal basis. Well, I would make the point that not every agency in state government has the same technical expertise we're trying to build up in the property division. Some do. I think Highway has a really good technically expert staff. But I want to credit Fred's leadership to our ability to move ahead. And if you want us to do more, we're certainly available. The governor is also aware of that.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to drag this on either, but your whole division has been laying a lot of heavy stuff on us since we started hearing this. As a matter of fact, though, don't you review whether it's the highway department or whether it's the Department of Forestry, don't you look at the architectural plans? You don't do that at all?
Dedicated funds, you know, yeah, we may spend it any way we like.
The only thing that we do is put the contract out for bid for the agency. Well, then they'll come to our purchasing division, though. Bear in mind, those are the buyers. The property division, the engineers that we have, the architect that we have on staff, do not have any functional control.
What is your function? I'll say that again.
Okay, it is office buildings.
No, I mean as far as review.
Okay, as far as the highway divisions, if the highway division builds a building or a road or a bridge, Fred never sees that. It does not come through us for plan review. It does not come through us for construction management. Now, let me say that there are a lot of things that we wouldn't be able to do anyway. For instance, bridge and roads, we don't know anything about
that. But if they build a building out in Winnemucca, you still wouldn't review it.
Mm-hmm. It would not come through us.
But there is some review that you do of some kind. You look at the purchasing or something of that, don't you? You look at the...
Not unless it is a building that we own in general services. Now, bear in mind, we own office buildings with the exception of the printing plant and the motor pool. Okay? We do not own, we don't own the highway building over here.
Okay.
So if they want to build a, let's take highway for instance, if highway wants to build a weigh station or a permit station in Medford, okay? That the plans are not reviewed and the project is not managed by the property division. If higher education wants to build a facility at one of its campuses, the plans are not reviewed and construction management is
there's not. There's the best example you've got. Last year, the state built a little printing building and what else? That's about it. The other one was started to buy any before, so we didn't build anything. How many did they build? $40 million worth of new buildings? $40 or $50 million? And we had nothing to say about it. You couldn't look down there and see if it was efficient or not. They could have the whole first floor in marble pillars if they wanted to, and nobody would review whether that's an efficient building or the best use of it. And that's when you go down there, you understand why they're always after new buildings, because they are pretty inefficient. That's a personal comment.
the purchasing, somehow or other, you have an opportunity at some time,
right,
not to change or not to review, but there's some way that you will. Let's take the Department of Forestry building over there. You knew that they were going to build that. You had some knowledge of that building was going to
be
built. The purchasing division. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The purchasing division was involved in the terms of the contract, if you will, and the bidding out to the general contractors for the work to be done. And they did that on behalf of the forestry department. Okay. Now, had you not called me and asked me to look at this project, the property division would not have gotten into the review that we did for you.
That's the only part you look at, and no one else would even make a comment on it.
That's right.
Okay.
The forestry division acts as its own building designer and builder for those buildings it owns. All the forestry shops out here, all over the state, they do the same thing Fred does for themselves. We do it on a common basis for office structures. But they, forestry, higher ed, highway, do their facilities themselves.
Mr. Chairman, just one more. Over the years, as far as I know that, that neither one of you two have been here that long, but the history of it, has that sort of action ever been challenged back through the history? Is it time now that we challenge something? We fine to talk about it, we can do it. We can do that, but is this an opportunity, is this a good time to maybe take a look at that particular problem that's been, as Senator Ripper, who's been here longer than any of us, I guess, not even longer than Deb, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Chairman, but maybe it's time we took a look at that philosophical, I don't know what you would call it.
I think that's exactly what Darrell's saying, that until he is given the authority to do those things, either from the government, from the legislature, then there's certain things he can do and certain things he can't do.
I think that
I completely agree with what he's talking about, and those things should have a review.
Some kind of a review.
Let me say that, to answer your question, first of all, historically it's been this way. And in all candor, it wasn't but about 10 years ago or 8 years ago that the legislature tore the property division to pieces. that literally went in there and ripped out the technical expertise that used to exist in the property division. And I think that both the executive branch and the legislative branch have not been real interested in General Services building buildings until just the last two biennia, where the executive department and the legislative fiscal office and about a half a dozen legislators who saw these lease costs going out of sight said, wait a minute, we've got to go back in there and reestablish a very aggressive building program in the property division. So I think there's been a marked turnaround in just 4 years. I'd like to take credit for it, but it occurred even before I was involved. Let me also say, I am really not searching out or and I wouldn't even urge you really to grab or to have General Services right now move into these other agencies' activities. And I say that for two big reasons. First of all, it's not very efficient, in my judgment, for them to do their thing, design it and build it and have General Services or anybody else for that matter review it. That kind of policing action I don't think is efficient. If you want to change the structure, then you're going to have to move the builders and the planners and the engineers from wherever they are into General Services, and that's going to be a really heavy battle. Okay. Now, I don't shy away from battles, but the second big important reason, and I bear in mind, we're talking now conceptually, because I'm not operating with any authority from the governor to be making any proposals, so we're just dealing conceptually now about problem areas. The second big reason that I would not urge you to move ahead is that because we have our own big problem in the office space area. You know, it was this biennium that we lost Mall Office Building 2, which has been a proven need for several biennia now, in which members of this committee pushed ahead to get general fund financing for that building. And now we're without financing for that building until the legislature approves something during this session. And bear in mind that we're leasing 2.5 million square feet of office space around the state. And as Fred will point out to you in some detail when he gets to it, if we continue to lease that space over the next 50 years, we're going to pay somewhere between $1.8 billion and $4 billion in lease costs for that space. And you can take your pick in terms of the range of estimate. To own our own buildings is dramatically cheaper. And it's been documented to the last Ways and Means session. We have another in-depth study. We can document it again for you. And so I think the point that I would make is that Fred really has his hands full just dealing with office space. And so we've been dealing with an issue area here, but I'm not sure that you want to do anything about it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
We're
going to go in. You're going to show us how you construct the cost of rental. You're going to go into the 67-foot bed.
We can, yes.
Well, I'm interested because I think it's interesting that this brand new building over here, for instance, is going to be rented for 60 cents a foot. And I think, at least realistically, that people ought to look at that building and say, what would that rent for on the open market, worth built by anybody, at whatever the cost is that you build it for. And I'd like to know, you know, if we're going to really be doing what you're talking about, if you keep talking about in the private sector would never take 40 buildings and average them out and say they're all worth 60 cents a foot. They'd know precisely what that building cost them to rent.
We do.
Okay. And I'd like to know, too, because I think that when we talk about all the money we're going to save, we have to be practical and talk about the cost that you don't have that the private sector does have. I mean, the amortization of things and tax and so on and so forth. So I mean, I'd like to get into that too, because I'm not sticking up for them, but I think if we're going to talk about apples and apples, we've got to talk about them that way and not leave out things like what the cost are of Fred's being involved in this and other things that would have to be in there. So,
yeah. Go ahead, Fred. This is good. No, this has been good, though. This is the type of thing we need to work out. So. We kind of cut down on your time a little bit, Fred. So you're going to have to skip through, highlight some of it.
I will go through it quickly, Mr. Chairman. Briefly, to finish with the leasing section discussion, we really have three goals in this coming biennium. We want to expand both the effectiveness and the scope of our target of opportunity program. We want to convert as many as possible of the common office building leases from a lease situation where the money is processed through the Department of General Services, creating balloon budgets, to a process where the payments for leases and the actual lease obligation, although they may be under an umbrella of General Services, are a direct relationship between our tenant and the landlord. And finally, we want to, we have commenced a process of planning. We have developed a 10-year plan for space needs on the mall, and we've done the same kind of space needs planning in a couple of communities in the state. We want to expand that process to be more comprehensive, and we need to be testing it because it hasn't yet been tested. That kind of process, however, is possible now, whereas it probably has never been possible in state government before because of the 1.6% limitation which the legislature passed at its last session. Darrell has said many of the things that I wanted to say about the construction management group. Briefly, let me tell you some of the things, though, that we have done this biennium, which we think are significant improvements. We have gotten away completely from the old percentage of construction cost fee. We've developed new contracts for our consultants, which are based on incentives and disincentives, rewards if they do the job quickly and within the budget, and penalties if they're ineffective or inefficient in their workload. We will continue to refine our business practices as they relate to the management of construction projects. We have three other kind of ancillary activities. We make our construction expertise available as a service to other state agencies. The Veterans Building, the Fair are two of our current major clients, so to speak, in this business. But we've also done, during this past biennium, we have given assistance to a number of other state agencies at their request.